This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To deliver another hour of valuable information and conversation and fighting truth decay all at the same time. You've been fiddling around and now you've joined the list of people listening on 406 stations around the country to the DJV program plus the DJV podcast on demand at djvshow.com. Message received. Let's hope it's unique. Yeah, it is. We've prospected around, know that our take on things is pretty unique. Ours being Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. In a moment or two, I have the solution to all of our problems. But first, those of you who are getting delivery from, what's the name of the big outfit?
It could be Postmates or DoorDash, Uber Eats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the Uber driver who's working for Uber Eats is eating your food.
Yeah, this story is pretty crazy. It got a lot of attention over the last few hours, and that is that delivery drivers were surveyed by U.S. Foods, and that survey revealed that 28%...
U.S. Foods is a wholesale delivery system. They provide a lot of food wholesale to vendors and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. No, here's the story. 28% of food delivery app messengers admitted to nibbling on customers' food, and even more have been tempted to sneak a bite. So think about what 28% means. That's one out of every four food delivery drivers have tasted the food that they're delivering to you. 54% of those delivery people surveyed said they at least considered taking a taste after smelling the order. The same study found that 21% of customers actually suspected a driver of munching on their order, but the gross confession from the drivers still will leave most people peeved. When asked how upset they would be about a driver grabbing a few fries, customers reported they'd rate their dissatisfaction at an 8.4 on a scale of 1 being no big deal and 10 being absolutely unacceptable. The study found that 85% of customers want to see tamper-evident labels on the food to discourage delivery drivers from tasting their food before it reaches their door. How about that?
That's a reasonable request.
And all
just
you have to
have a sticker or something.
Yeah.
All right. So who pays for a survey like this? Where do they get the money?
U.S. Foods. I don't know where they got the money, but U.S. Foods is the one who did it.
Yeah, but I wonder why. Other than to let you know that who's gaining. I always look when there's a survey like this. Somebody's got to be gaining, and it's usually whoever it is that's paying for it.
Well, I think this survey was probably prompted by a lot of people's footage from their iRing doorbells of delivery people drinking their milkshakes, eating their food out of the bag while they're actually waiting at the door to have their food delivered. Yeah, so they've been caught on camera. This isn't an idea that's
just kind
of out of the ethos.
The food delivery system? The food delivery
business?
No,
people are still going to be lazy, and they're going to still get food delivered to them. But I think most people are going to look.
Hands. How do you know where those hands have been? They could have been milking a cow.
So you don't know. Touching
your food.
So that's why I think having the bag sealed is obviously the way to go. And that doesn't really, like Jen and I both said, it doesn't require much except just putting a big sticker on it so you know if someone has tampered with it.
Mm-hmm.
Just fold it, because they all come in paper bags, fold it over like a lunch bag, and just pop a sticker on it.
Yep. Wow.
Or even on the carton, you know, a sticker on each side, if somebody's going to take the lid off of it, unless it's a McDonald's fries. Obviously, you need it on the bag.
Kara, you and Victoria were talking about Citibank and a breach.
Capital One.
I'm sorry, Capital
yeah.
One. All right, so give us a quick rundown on what it is that you were talking about, just for informational purposes.
Well, so I have a Capital One card, and I was with friends last night, and they were like, so, do you have one of these cards? You might want to read this. And I guess there's not really anything you can do right now, but they're calling it kind of the second Equifax breach, which we know tons of people's information was stolen. And apparently there's a I don't know, a hacker or a computer scientist in Seattle paid somebody, I can't remember their last name, who went, Paige Thompson, went and stole, I think it's 100 million Capital One credit card accounts were hacked into, and only, there's 140,000 people that they suspect possibly had their social security numbers accessed, so it's not everyone, but it's still a pretty big number. I think there's, 100 million people in the U.S. and then 6 million people in Canada who've had their personal information, like their anything that you would put on an application for a credit card, like your email address, your actual address, any like banking information, all of that stuff has been stolen. So I think Capital One, Victoria, you might know, Capital One will probably contact you personally via email.
Yeah, they'll let you know if you've been affected. They're also offering free credit monitoring services to anyone who was
affected. How about free credit?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. This is just, no. You know, Karen and I were talking about this during the break, and this stuff happens. We're going to hear more and more about these hacks. It seems as it is, it's once a week. And so the only thing that you can do, there is literally nothing you can do about this except freeze your credit reports. It's easy to do. It's free. All you do is you can go online and you can process freezing your accounts. Unless you know that within the next, you know, week or so, if you want to apply for a car loan or a mortgage, obviously, you can't freeze your reports, but what you can do is set a time frame to when they become unfrozen. So if you know that you're going to go and shop for a car this Saturday, you can have your credit window opened up again for a 24-hour period so that you can do your business, and then it gets frozen again. It's the smartest thing to do. To me, it makes absolutely no sense for any consumer in America to have their credit reports live and active and hackable. There is no reason.
There is no reason
that everyone shouldn't have their reports frozen. All the time. That's the only thing you can do. If someone has your social security number, they're going to try to open accounts in your name. If your account is frozen, they can't even get that far. And that's the best thing you can do.
All right, Jennifer, let me let's probe this a little bit. Speaking of technology, LA is investigating a breach in their computer system that has exposed the personal data, personal information about police officers in Los Angeles. How did that happen?
Yeah,
or what is happening?
Well, it's a good question as to how it happened, but many people in the LAPD, 20,000 actually, 20,000 LAPD applicants had their data exposed after computers were breached last week in a data theft. So personal information for 20,000 applicants to the police department, including hundreds who are now sworn police officers. It's a cyber attack that shows that the government is very vulnerable still, with the city of Los Angeles now having billions of hacking attempts in the last 5 years. This one was successful. A person who identified himself as a hacker contacted the city last Thursday, revealing inside knowledge of a database of people who applied to the LAPD between 2010 and 2018, even into early 2019. City officials were concerned that the entire database was compromised, and they started notifying job applicants who had logged onto a website.
So what do you do with that information? You get that information, what do you do with it?
It could be
email.
Why
would somebody want to get at all of it?
You're getting social security numbers. You're getting passwords. You're getting birthdays and email addresses. So from the perspective
sells
of
for
just...
big money on the dark web.
For perspective of just stealing identities and having it be an LAPD police officer, not terrible. But also home addresses and things were stolen. And if you know police officers personally, they really take a lot of care staying out of the spotlight. Many police officers and firefighters will not have public social media platforms. Many of them, like my friend who's in the CHP, wouldn't publish when he married one of my best friends. He wouldn't publish like a wedding announcement because he didn't want his name and his new wife's name in the paper, because you just never know. You pull someone over, you arrest someone, and then they start looking for you to try to get retribution. And so for a lot of police officers, they try to stay as private as they can. And so it's a couple of reasons why this could be dangerous.
You look at the computer world that we live in, and not to necessarily focus on L.A., but this, if it's happening in L.A., it's happening elsewhere. Those people who get water and power from the city of Los Angeles have been overcharged to a fare-thee-well because there's a computer glitch, and they didn't want to admit it, apparently. Is that they didn't want... people
well, they don't want to issue refunds. That's the problem.
They don't want to give the money back.
With my DWP meter, mine didn't work for 7 years. I had no idea. And then one day they sent me this gigantic bill. And they said, oh, well, we've just been estimating your water usage. And you went over. And so here's what you owe us after 7 years.
Yeah,
I mean, this kills people. It kills people who even have decent jobs who are still trying to struggle to make it by.
Government. Oy. 16 past the hour. I'm going to help you save the world after these words.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Geico presents, yikes, another voicemail from your roommate.
Sup, roomie? Hey, a pipe burst in the basement. It's completely flooded. Anyway, I called for someone to fix it, but in the meantime, I was thinking we could finally have that indoor pool party we've always wanted. I got some cool swan floaty things already going. Could you pick up some chips on your way home? Later.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected. Like if your roommate isn't the brightest pool float in the flooded basement. Visit geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's R-A-N-K to 79645.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So from the Did You Know or Do You Care department, cigarette butts are the largest man-made pollutant on the planet. Can you imagine that? Cigarette butts. When you throw them out the window, you're irresponsible so-and-so. You walk down the street and you step on them when you're done with them. Ah! Gross. But you're continuing to ruin and kill the planet. Good. Congratulations to those of you who...
And animals eat them, you know, yeah. It's right. Awful. Yeah, it's awful. Terrible. It's killed a lot of animals, too.
There's a... this story isn't really new, but I wanted to emphasize it because it's being recirculated by EchoWatch.com. The fact that, and we address this, I think, frequently on this program and elsewhere, how planting billions of trees is the best climate change solution that is available. There are two things you can do. One of them is plant a tree, and the other is not get pregnant. Those are the two things that you can do. It is. I mean, think about it. It's the overuse of resources. We've talked about that and how it needs to stop. And the way to stop it is stop having so many people on the planet. Stop it. Put a cork in it. Use some protection. Do something, but stop having so many kids.
Well, that's not going to happen. So you have to... reducing carbon emissions is more effective.
No, plant the trees. Yeah. 21 after the hour.
Yep.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Chicks is this? This is a big voice.
Neither of them.
Neither? Oh, this is a little big town.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we're all, at least many are, you or us, waiting for the much anticipated return of the Dixie Chicks. A new trio, or at least a temporary new trio, is here for the version of the classic Chicks hit, Wide Open Spaces, to fill the void. Little Big Town's Kimberly Schlappman and Karen Fairchild, along with Ingrid Endress, recorded the acoustic cover for Cracker Barrel, the old country store. They have a new initiative called Five Decades, One Voice, meant to celebrate the women of country music on the 50th anniversary of the brand, that is, the brand of Cracker Barrel. Part of the program, Cracker Barrel, teaming emerging artists like Ingrid Endress with famous mentors, Brandi Carlile with Tennille Towns, featuring Tanya Tucker, Trisha Yearwood with songwriters Caitlin Smith, Connie Harrington, and Eric Dillon, and Hillary Scott of Lady Antebellum with Bailey Bryan. Cracker Barrel, company that happens to be run by a woman, Sandra Cochran is the CEO, will also be creating an all-female in-store playlist with songs handpicked by Five Decades, One Boy's partner artist for every restaurant location in September. Isn't that interesting?
Well, you know, it makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense to do that because if you think about how many CDs over the years Starbucks has sold because people are listening to the music and the CD is right there at the checkout. So if Cracker Barrel does a similar thing, it's going to be a good move for all the women in country music.
I have to teach my... My therapist's name is Sandy Corcoran. I didn't know she was sidelining as the CEO of Cracker Barrel. There you go. So that's those voices are strong. She knows the high stakes. That's a lot of music. Up next, 26 after on the DJV program in our music spotlight this hour. Also, the Zach Brown Band have released a new song. Got a preview their upcoming album. The album is called The Owl. Comes out September 20th. And along with the announcement, they released the piano ballad Leaving Love Behind. This is a taste of that.
Will be a gift in time, but the hardest part is leaving love behind.
Yeah, anybody feel strong about this band?
I love his voice.
Those
words came down like stones.
Their sixth studio album includes collaborations with producers and writers from the pop music world. I like Max Martin, Benny Blanco. I don't know any of these people.
They're all producers who basically produce everyone you love, like Adele and every not just you, but I mean every popular artist. Taylor Swift works with Max Martin. Benny Blanco's worked with everybody. J Lo, everybody. It's kind of interesting that they've gone so pop with their producers on this album, even though this doesn't sound poppy.
Country, no. They're currently on
the
road.
They're definitely more folky, though. Zac Brown is rock and folk with a little bit of country influence, I think.
Yeah. Let's see. The tour appearing in the Watershed Festival in George, Washington. In George, Washington. There's a town in Washington State called George?
Yes.
Really? I didn't know that. Huh. You're going to be there August the 3rd. George, Washington. That's very interesting. Joan Baez, we got time for her?
Probably not.
You don't think we should do, because she's...
In 15 seconds?
Doing.
Joan Baez is done. That's over.
I will say that. That's a good story. But I can't get... I'm sorry, Jennifer. These people don't do it for me.
It's okay. They do it for me. All right.
That's important. It's very important. I'm sure that the Dell Vikings don't do it for you. So I understand. Get that. 28 at the hour on the DJV program.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super PolyGrip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
PolyGrip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing. The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent!
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it was like when he was under fire during his second tour to Afghanistan.
You know, it almost seems overwhelming for like the first few seconds, but then you just fall into the rhythm of what you got to do. And we had unbelievable leaders and unbelievable training. And really, it just all came back to the fundamentals.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 0707 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 0707. Enjoy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
About half of the field of Democratic candidates for the 2020 White House bid are in Detroit for the big second debate. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders spoke about his plan, Medicare for All.
Right now, we have a dysfunctional health care system, 87 million uninsured or underinsured, $500,000 Americans every year going bankrupt because of medical bills, 30,000 people dying while the healthcare industry makes tens of billions of dollars in profit.
North Korea has fired two short-range ballistic missiles off its east coast in defiance of UN resolutions. That's according to the U.S. and South Korea's military. The launch comes less than a week after Pyongyang's first weapons test in more than 2 months. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Four after the hour, Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, who is here, Victoria Keelan, who is here, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. One of the most disgusting things in our world today are the back-to-school extravaganzas. Back-to-school. Who wants to think about back-to-school? But for some, in as little as 3 weeks, school will resume again. That is a puker. Oof. Back-to-school. I'm looking at Facebook and all these various plugs for this bonanza and that special sale. And all right, so that's enough of that. In a moment, why cash is no longer king. But first, let's apply ourselves into what a lot of people like to do in the summertime. Well, actually, in the winter, it's cool to jump into a hot tub as well, but Victoria's going to tell you why that's a yucca bunga.
Yeah. So an Indiana mom says she is happy to be alive after contracting a serious and aggressive bacterial infection that she got from a hotel hot tub. Mm-hmm. She and her family were in Tennessee. They were on vacation with their two young children earlier this month. And during that time, she went into the hotel's hot tub about 3 or 4 nights in a row, she and her husband, that they had their, that was their nightly ritual after the kids went to sleep. And so a day after, 2 days into their trip, she started getting, her legs started swelling. She got a little bit uncomfortable. She said it kind of became swollen more, and then it was difficult to walk. And then she said by day 3, she said the pain was, quote, worse than labor. And so she went to the hospital. She was diagnosed with cellulitis, which is a common bacterial infection, but if it's not treated, it can actually become life-threatening. And it's doctors told her it's commonly known as hot tub rash. And so it is a germ that loves to live in hot and environments in the water. It's just, it's really gross. So then she was given a 10-day course of stronger antibiotics after the first round didn't work. The doctors told her she might lose her leg, and if they were able to save the leg, she might need skin grafts. And so at this point, her skin started cracking and turning black, and she said it was just the most horrific ordeal. And so doctors have now, the CDC has issued a warning against hot tub rash, saying that if you are going to be on vacation and you're going to use a communal hot tub, that you should actually carry, and Kara knows this as a former lifeguard, you should actually carry some pool water test strips with you. And then you can see the level of chlorine, and you can see the level of bacteria, and they're just saying if you're going to go on vacation and do this, you have to protect yourself, because in certain cases, she would have lost her leg had she not gotten to the hospital as soon as she did. And so it's just absolutely, it's one of those, you know, you hear don't take a bath in your hotel room because they never clean the tubs. That's another thing we hear often. It's a similar thing. The bathtubs aren't as gross because this water is just sitting there. But the doctors at the CDC actually says if you're using a public hot tub or a pool, if it's not disinfected and checked at least twice a day, this type of bacteria can just easily grow. And the problem also is the longer you sit in the hot tub, even if you don't have any open sores or wounds or anything, the longer you sit in the hot tub, your skin starts to crack, and then bacteria can actually get in through your pores. So that's how she contracted this, because she was confused and said, I didn't even nick myself shaving my legs. I had no sores or anything. But because she spent so much time in the hot tub 3-4 nights in a row, that's what did it. So be careful when you're, especially if you're going, I don't know where they were vacationing, but, you know, be careful if it's a kind of a shady roadside motel. I would not get in the hot tub.
Well, there is this last couple of weeks, we've seen a number of people, several people dying, going swimming in contaminated water, and some amoebae get into their system, they eat up their brain, and that's the end. Goodbye, see you later.
Either you get the flesh-eating bacteria and you lose a limb, or it's the kind of stuff that literally eats your brain.
You know, on the other side of that, though, Victoria, there is now research being done, stem cell research being done. I saw the story. I can't pinpoint it right at the moment. You know, one of the things that's great about what we do for a living is we're all curious. We call it prep. I don't know why we call it prep, but preparing to go on the air, I guess. And looking around at things that are just there, and you become more observant. If you are observers, then it makes for great conversation because you know a lot of things about a lot of stuff. And so I was looking at this posting. I happen to be, I don't know if fan is the right word, but I'm following what's being done in stem cell research because I think there are some fabulous advances being made. And as usual, many people in the drug business don't want to see this advance because it'll kill their business. But there was a youngster, I think a teenager, who had lost in an accident the use of his upper body, couldn't move his body. And he was treated with stem cells, and his body is now beginning to move. He's able to move his arms and his neck and that sort of thing.
It's amazing.
And so you see on the good side of things that happen, this stuff that we're exposed to, because the bugs are going to take over after humans. It'll be the bugs.
Doesn't it seem like there's more of the skin-eating bacteria stuff, though, this year? Have we covered that? It seems like it's just happening more.
Yeah.
Well, and part of the reason for that is the water temperatures in especially in the southeast of the country, are a lot warmer. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so,
even with pools and jacuzzis and stuff?
Oh, I don't know about that, but I mean, well, this is hot tub rash, so this is
these hotels, you know, you made my skin crawl when you said people don't wash the bathtubs in these hotels, because
I've been reading about that for, I've been reading that for years on all kinds of travel sites, that the last thing you should ever do is take a bath in your hotel hot, unless you clean it yourself first, which I have done. I have actually, you know, because if you have a fabulous bathtub in a hotel room, what's better than that, you know? So, but you just have to clean it yourself. I would before getting in.
I didn't, you know, you look at it, okay, it looks clean, yada yada. But then you hear all the stories also about the stuff that's crawling around on the mattresses, the mites in the pillows and pillowcases, and you hear about the stuff that people find on the bedspreads.
Don't ever drink out of the glasses. Because that's another thing that they've found, you know, they don't even change them. They kind of wipe them out, and that's about it. So you have no idea.
Home in a bubble.
Stay home. Yep. Right. The focus on cash in our society. Cash. It was good. I remember buying houses in California, and they loved the fact that you had cash. And just a couple of years ago, according to the stats, more than a third of those of you who buy homes used cash to buy the house. But the share of all cash home buyers has been going down, down, down. And in fact, the decline has accelerated in the last couple of months. In June, 16% of home buyers paid cash. That's down from 23% in February of this year.
That's a sharp decline.
It is.
In just a few months, yeah.
The rest, people buying houses, took out a mortgage with applications for home loans. That went up 9.5% last month from a year earlier. So more people borrowing money to buy a home. This trend, probably good news for the housing market. In some places, not doing as well. I'll tell you something. Where I am here in my hometown of Framingham, the real estate market is crazy. Values on land and homes and stuff have gone up. But according, and that's the same in most suburban areas around a busy city. Boston has become it's been a tech hub for all, they call it Silicon Valley of the East, because of the Route 128 and these areas that are just east of Boston, I'm sorry, just west of Boston, and just east of Boston beyond Boston Harbor, just west of Boston, that have all of these tech companies. Matter of fact, there was much speculation that Amazon was going to come here because of all the technology that is around here. And that's pushed up the value of homes in places. The community I live in is a bedroom community for Boston, even though it has its own industry, so it has its own identity. Downtown Framingham, they're in the moment building 2,400 apartments right within a 10-minute walk of the train station. And this is a trend continuing because younger people who are not married, often living together, and these are fairly expensive units, $2,600 to $3,400 a month. That's fairly expensive for an apartment, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Outside of Manhattan, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yeah, Framingham, for God's sakes. But because it's close to the train station. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but people are not buying. The thing that I add to this reality is that people just aren't, people that are Kara's age, even Victoria's age, are not buying homes. They don't have the money to buy homes. They're mm-hmm. right, they're renting. And so that may be part of this, Victoria, part of the thing, the cooling down or borrowing. People want at a certain age to really take advantage of what they call the American dream. So if they don't have the cash, they're going out to
try to
find a mortgage.
Well, how can you pay rent and save up money to pay for something in cash?
Right.
You can't. I don't know anybody.
So you borrow the money to buy the home. Yeah. So anyway, 57% of investors who buy homes to rent them out or make repairs then sell them, paying cash. Share of home purchases made by investors has declined. Is that
well, I guess it's kind of interesting that that dipped, because every show on HGTV is basically how to flip a house. And so, I don't know why that is on the decline in terms of investment property. Don't know.
Yeah. Yep. All right, 45 past the hour. What's going on in Italy that's good after this?
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself.
You know anyone?
Oh, just ask HomeAdvisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, HomeAdvisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Youth vaping is a serious problem. One issue, flavored vapor products that help adult smokers switch, but may also appeal to youth. To address it, Juul Labs stopped the sale of non-tobacco and non-menthol-based flavored Juul pods to over 90,000 traditional retail stores. Learn more about Juul Labs' efforts to combat youth vaping at juul.com/youth-prevention. Juul Labs, for adult smokers only. Paid for by Juul Labs.
Have you heard what President Trump said recently?
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too. I like it too.
Now you can watch Newsmax TV and get the truth about Trump from Bill O'Reilly, Mike Reagan, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, and more. Newsmax TV is America's fastest growing cable news channel. Now in 70 million homes. Find Newsmax on DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, and more systems. See Newsmax TV today. It's real news for real people.
Geico presents, yikes, another voicemail from your roommate.
Sup, roomie? Hey, a pipe burst in the basement. It's completely flooded. Anyway, I called for someone to fix it, but in the meantime, I was thinking we could finally have that indoor pool party we've always wanted. I got some cool swan floaty things already going. Could you pick up some chips on your way home? Later.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected. Like if your roommate isn't the brightest pool float in the flooded basement. Visit geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Orange Large Regular Car Vehicle Segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hey, people at my friend's company got blackmail emails.
Yeah, it's a popular type of spear phishing attack.
Wow, that sounds serious.
It is. Scammers claim to have compromising information, like a video, and threaten to share it with their contact list, unless the victim pays a ransom.
What if they target someone at our company?
We're secured. Barracuda Sentinel uses artificial intelligence to block spear phishing attacks, including blackmail emails.
Well, that's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, indeed. The Italians have introduced a series of incentives, ladies, to end food waste. Instead of throwing away leftover food, the country wants businesses that sell food to donate unsold food to charities rather than throw it away. Isn't that interesting, flying in the face of some of the stupid stuff that goes on in cities like New York, where they mandate that you throw the food away? The environmental, economic, and moral reality of that is enough to take you back. It really is. I have 3 cheers for the Italians.
It's not just New York. It's a lot of cities.
It's a lot of cities.
Yeah.
It is, right.
It's so stupid.
We waste 1 billion tons of food. 1 billion tons of food every year. 1 billion. Can you even imagine how much food that is? The farmers that grow it, people that prepare it, and then it just gets thrown away when there are hundreds of millions of people starving all around the planet.
Because of the stupid regulation.
Oh, my God. 10 before the hour in the DJV program.
Complex.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Love the moments that we spend helping you with an understanding of what's going on in your body. Your health is a very, very important thing to you. I'm sure. I hope it is, anyway. It's important to all of us here. And one of the people for whom, or should I say to whom, it is most important is Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's here with us now to focus on how you can juice up your brain. Everybody doing whatever it is that you're doing, please stop for the next 4 minutes or so as Jack brings to you a way to improve your brain function and your blood flow. This is very important, especially for people who have any kind of dementia or Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or the brain disorders in your family. Listen up. Now, where'd you get this information, by the way?
Well, at UCLA.
Okay.
And that's researchers good. There at UCLA and published in evidence-based complementary and alternative medicine, just that pomegranate juice can improve cognitive function, especially in older people.
Can it make it taste
people.
Good? Because it tastes pomegranate juice.
Well, the problem with this is there are pomegranate juices you can get that are half sugar, so you want to be very, very careful with this. But just a little bit of pomegranate juice syrup poured into some other drink. A lot of people are moving away from soft drinks to carbonated water drinks that have virtually no calories or anything like that at all. They just like the carbonated effect. You put a little of that pomegranate in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
There. Now, you give me an idea. There is at Whole Food, not Whole Food, World Food. How many people are familiar? World Food Markets? You can. You don't have them, I don't think, in Salt Lake.
I don't think so yet.
We have them on East Coast, but they're everywhere in California. And they have a proprietary brand. I just bought some the other day, and I think it was at Trader Joe's that I bought them. It's what you're talking about, some of the specialty fruits that have been watered and carbonated. And actually, they mix them with other stuff, and they taste pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder, yeah, there's no pomegranate ice cream around yet, though. I haven't seen any of that. Look for some pomegranate ice cream.
Pomegranate does have a distinctive taste to it.
Yeah,
okay. But I enjoy it. I like it. Yeah. But
all that sour. You like egg? You like raw eggs in shake, for God's sake.
See? Yeah, I'll have one here in about a half an hour.
I know. Okay. Congratulations.
Well, you can't taste it, but you know that nutrition's in there. Anyway, the results showed that the group who drank pomegranate juice experienced improvements in their verbal memory scores and changes in the plasma that seemed to be more supportive of good oxidation of the cells. And I mean, this is out of UCLA. There are other studies. One was done in the UK that found that the use of pomegranate juice could slow the progression of Alzheimer's as well as Parkinson's.
Yeah.
So, again, it's just taking what Mother Nature made.
Pomegranate juice, fish oil is very good for the same sorts of things.
Yeah.
Anything that keeps the activity in your brain is based on how much blood. It's like anything else, your muscles. You got to get blood into every area of your body. And the pomegranate, as far as I can tell, me if I'm right or wrong here, the pomegranate juice helps to lubricate your all the arteries in your brain to keep them taking blood through them as they're supposed to, because sometimes hardening of their
arteries. It stimulates that effect. That's true.
Yeah.
Now, the pomegranate juice gets digested like anything else. However, there are what are called phytonutrients, the nutrition that comes from plants.
Mm-hmm.
And just like beets, can help produce more nitric oxide in the blood vessels to cause vasodilation and lowering of blood pressure. Other foods can do much the same things, especially pomegranate.
And that NO2, nitric oxide, I think, are very good, supposedly, for not only your brain, but for your heart, everything.
Oh, absolutely.
So, yep.
Yes.
That's the story from Dr. Jack. Now, here's the story from Sierracil, Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil. Game changer if you got a lot of aches and pains. There are lots of people raving about what Joint Formula 14 is doing for whether they be sports aches and pains, operational aches and pains. You got your ankle fixed, your knee fixed, your hips fixed, whatever it is. You need to be ache-free using the products from Sierracil at achefree.live. You get your money back. You don't get relief. 14 days. That's why it's called Joint Formula 14, because it'll chase away the aches and the pains in 14 days. In my case, it took 4 or 5 days to get used to it, and I feel better. If you don't feel better, then you get your money back. Go to achefree.live, or you can call and order at 877-743-7720. That's 877-743-7720. And if you use the DJV card, you'll get the price of Joint Formula 14 cut in half. Joint Formula 14.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When it comes to retirement, employers and employees agree on some things, but disagree on others. That's according to Diane Gallagher of American Century Investments. In our latest survey, both groups say that debt is the biggest obstacle to saving. But while employers are most worried about market risk with investments, employees are more worried about longevity risk or running out of money. And employers think that more of their employees want to be left alone in saving than is actually true. Learn more at AmericanCentury.com.